You're listening to the Texas Standard.
The Dallas Morning News conducted an investigation this summer about what happens to kids after a mother's arrest. And in the process of working on that story, they came across an interesting fact. Turns out more women are being jailed in Texas, even though arrests of women have dropped. Investigative reporter Carrie Aspinwall wanted to know why. She joins us now on The Standard. Carrie, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
So it's my understanding you found the number of women in county jails across Texas awaiting trial has increased by about, what, 50% since 2011?
Almost. You know, it's a tricky thing to measure because the population of county jails goes up and down a lot any given month. So we decided to track the trend overall from the first data point that we had, this most recent data. It starts in 2011, and then we look at the most recent month, and over that time, it goes up and down a little bit, but it goes steadily up from 2011 to now. And of the most recent count, it was at about 48% increase overall.
So you have this trajectory of women behind bars in Texas going up, but arrests of women dropping. How does that square?
You know, it sounds kind of puzzling because I think when we first told people that the volume of women in jails were going up, they assumed it was part of a crime wave. But what we know, if you look at Department of Public Safety data and those crime stats that come out every year that are part of the FBI data, you know, there's actually been a decrease in most crime categories and most violent crime categories. There's some areas that have had spikes, but overall crime in Texas has gone down, and same with arrests. What that tells us is that either people are sitting in there longer because they can't make bail, or sometimes people go to jail and there's not necessarily an arrest that would count because it's not a new crime. They might be put back in on it's called like a capias fine warrants. You failed to pay your fines to the court, mm-hmm. or you show up late for a court hearing and they throw you in jail, or it's a probation violation that you don't check in and they go and grab you. So it doesn't count as a new crime mm-hmm. or a new arrest.
I see.
But you end up back in jail just the same.
I guess there are some specific things that challenges to this female county jail population increase, because after all, when someone is incarcerated, you're completely reliant on the institution to provide everything. I mean, from what, hygiene to career services.
Yeah, and you have to remember that these county jails, they weren't designed to hold people very long, and they really weren't designed to hold women. A lot of them are older, and back when they were built, there were maybe just a handful of women in each one. The story that we published, we visit Burnett County, which is just outside of Austin, mm-hmm. you know, and back in the day, they only had about 3 women at any given time in Burnett County. And now sometimes they have like 140, which is huge. This is a rural area. And part of that's because other county jails around them don't have any room. So they've started to house women for other counties, but it causes problems. You know, they don't have separate areas for different classifications of women in many county jails. They have to stock things like tampons and maxi pads for more women, you know, sports bras, bathing and showering areas. I mean, a lot of jails are making do by like blacking out windows and creating new pods that way. So it creates some challenges for the jailers and mm-hmm. the people that are trying to house these individuals.
Now, you didn't just look at the numbers. You actually wanted to get a chance to talk to some of the people who are experiencing this process. Was there a story that maybe stuck out to you that's sort of emblematic of what's happening?
You know, it's the same story I see a lot in jail. There's young people who make mistakes. I think in Burnett, we met a lady named Shaniqua. She tried to sell candy to an undercover cop. She was, you know, 21, 22 at the time, very young. And she got probation. So that's usually what happens if you're a youthful offender and it's your first charge. They try to give you a second chance. I think the only reason they even threw a real serious sentence at her was there was an evading arrest charge, because typically if you're not actually selling drugs, if you're just fake selling drugs, they don't give you that big of a charge. But she tried to evade arrest and got probation. But then she failed probation. She, I think, got a dirty drug test for marijuana. Mm-hmm. A lot of the critics of probation systems say that it's kind of designed to make people fail.
Dallas Morning News investigative reporter Carrie Aspinwall. She's been looking into why more women are being held in Texas county lockups, even though arrests are down. We're going to have a link to her full report at texasstandard.org. Carrie, thanks again.
Thank you for having me.